Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Any good Saturday morning. Welcome to Insights into Insurance here on KAINT Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Worm, and of course, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance joins us. And Tommy, a good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. It's a happy Saturday to you. Great to be alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. I like that to kick off our show. Now, we're going to get right into it.
You got some baseball to watch today.
I got baseball to watch today. So when this is done,
exactly.
I am out the door and chasing around my 14-year-old on the ball diamond. I've been doing it all summer long, and I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Miss those days, that's for sure.
Well, our topic today, Tom, comes from a listener. We appreciate the emails. And let's get right to the question. It says, hello, Insights into Insurance. I am seeing a lot of commercials on the TV about contacting a phone number if you experience any health issues by using a certain product or spend time in a certain area. They say you can possibly have a significant compensation coming to you. How does this affect the insurance premiums that I pay due to these cases? Thank you, Renee. And Renee, thank you so much for the question today. And you know, Tom, Renee makes a great point. There are so many commercials. My wife brought up one just the other day about if you took this at this time during the years or this decade. I mean, they're all over the place. And again, Renee wants to know if this affects the insurance premiums that she pays due to these cases.
Yeah, actually, Aaron, I've just been watching, seeing one a lot lately. I watch a lot of Gunsmoke, Aaron, and on that TV, that commercial, it's about military people on a certain base. I want to say it's Ohio or something like that. But if they had served in the military and had certain health issues that they were supposed to, you know, and if that's the case, absolutely, I would like to see these people be able to be compensated for something that has happened. But there is ramifications for it to insurance. And so I will get to answer Renee's question. However, we need to go through some, you know, like usual, got to go through some statistics and information before we get right down to the nuts and bolts of how it affects Renee and you as a listener for insurance. So just so you know, Aaron, insurance case filings, the calendar year 2021 was a record breaker for insurance lawsuit frequency. According to recent research released by Lex Machina Incorporated, it's a Silicon Valley-based SaaS company that helps lawyers pinpoint litigation trends. So basically, they do these reports that shows that lawyers, here's the trend that has been going on.
Okay.
The company's insurance litigation report 2022 includes analysis of federal district and federal district court data and highlights several trends that should be of concern to insurers and their attorneys. So that's kind of what that litigation report shows. Okay. First of all, what are the trends and what are the concerns to insurers? Okay. Who are they? They're their insurance companies and their attorneys, okay? Every insurance company has a team of attorneys for their company. So from 2017 to 2021, litigation is up 47%.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah, that is a lot. Okay.
And Tom, what would be the reasoning for that being up so high?
Yeah, the great question, Aaron. Well, one of the biggest areas was due to the coronavirus pandemic due to business interruption cases. Okay. Business interruption cases peaked in 2020 and were 370% higher than the previous high in 2014. What is business interruption? That That is when your business is interrupted and it causes a loss of income. Okay. However, pandemic, or the way it was worded in their policy, was, I would say, very, very high percentage, close to 100%, that that was an excluded event. However, still companies tried to make cases that they would receive business interruption payment. As far as I know, what I've been reading, I don't believe there has been much success with those. Okay. However, the cases, the cases are up 370%, you know, on business interruption. So there was a lot of cases. Okay. What does that mean? It means there's a lot of attorney fees. Okay.
So, absolutely.
So that example is probably a short-term trend, but long-term trends have been in hurricane and automotive insurance. Okay, a lot of litigation is high on those items. In 2021, hurricane insurance litigation accounted for 26% of all insurance litigation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I can probably know why, or give a good example of why, because when hurricanes come, there's a lot of flooding that happens, okay? Flooding is excluded on almost all homeowners' policies, okay? However, there is a wind, okay? Wind is covered on a homeowner's policy, okay? Or in any property coverage, okay? So the argument, I believe, is usually a lot of times is how much effect was the wind to their property damage than the flooding, or did it happen simultaneously, and what is the percentage of what it should be? That's the hard thing with the hurricanes. There's usually flooding, or always flooding that happens, and so that's the tough part. From 2012 to 2021, there has been 65% increase in litigation cases overall. Okay, so that's a big increase.
65%. Wow. I mean, these numbers are just absolutely, phenomenal that things have gone up so much. Again, it's Insights into Insurance. Yeah. Aaron Warman and Tom Sorensen with you here on Acaint Radio. And it looks like next, are we going to talk about an actual claim and how that works?
Yeah, not actual claims, but types of claims.
Types of claims, okay.
Yeah, types of claims. So what makes up for those these dollars, okay, over that period of time that we were talking about of 17 to 21, the class action lawsuits, okay, is $657 million.
Okay. Yep.
Now these are approved lawsuits that were approved by courts that had to be paid. So what is a class action lawsuit? Well, I think we were just talking about it at the beginning of the show. Class action lawsuit is a civil lawsuit brought on behalf of a group of people or business entities who have suffered common injuries as a result of the defendant's conduct, with at least one individual or entity acting as a representative of that group. Okay. So, example, I think I've seen something to do with if you're using a certain fertilizer or weed killer that you could potentially have cancer or something. Okay.
Yep. So that would be those.
Class action lawsuit, because you as a group of people will be pooling together. Now, there could be only one attorney or a law firm that's representing you, or it could be spread out many attorneys and law firms that could be representing you. But it's normally that's what a class action lawsuit does, okay? The next one is contract damages of $509 million. Contract damages are basically, well, you didn't abide by the contract. So somehow, some way, you need to pay for whatever the contract says or does. And that's the thing is, warning, and we see this a lot with contractors, like local contractors. They'll want this job, and they want it bad, I understand, because they got to make money. But especially if they're doing a job for these bigger companies or box companies and things, they have created these contracts, and the contractor – and I'm just giving you an example, okay? There's more other ones. But the contractor goes ahead and signs this contract that they'll do this work, and then they bring it to me and say, here, I need to send them a certificate of insurance that they're covered and they need to be listed as additional insured. And then I'll say, we can't cover you for all these things. You know what I'm saying? And so that becomes an issue. So right then and there, they're out of the contract, or they don't abide by the contract. So that's an issue, but they've signed it. So they're really on the hook by themselves when they do that. That's something that you need to be aware of if you're signing contracts. Just don't sign it if you're going to be doing work or having somebody do work. Have somebody look at it, okay? Next one is prejudgment interest. That's $100 million. So I'm sure a lot of people are saying, what is that? Prejudgment interest serves two purposes. First, it compensates the plaintiff for the loss of use of his or her money. And second, it forces the defendant to relinquish any benefit that it has received by retaining the plaintiff's money in the interim. So basically, let's just say you, Aaron, got some money that you probably shouldn't have, or that I should have been able to recoup. But we had to go through this court of law. Well, there was time in between time that basically you either have my money or I don't have my money. Okay. I think I saw the last time it's like a 6% interest. But as you can see, it's a big deal. Okay. In these judgments. So not only do you get a judgment for the situation, the lawsuit itself, but then you also get a prejudgment interest money also. Attorney's fees is $58 million. Okay, that's another big number. Attorney fees are huge. Okay, and now these are cases that have been approved. Okay, now just think of the cases that aren't approved. Okay, attorney fees. Okay, that are out there that people have, and then punitive damages. What is an example of punitive damages? Individuals can also be ordered to pay punitive damage that injure someone else due to negligent behavior. Examples of this would be drunk driving or distracted driving. Okay. In both cases, the defendant would have made a conscious decision to engage in behavior that could easily harm another person. Punitive damages add up to $37 million in that period of time. Restitution is $33 million. Restitution are the damages calculated based on how much the defendant gained from the process. In most cases, this is an amount used to restore what was lost in a civil lawsuit. In terms of compensation, the damages are calculated based on how much the plaintiff lost. This is often paid to the victim of the crime. I think, didn't we kind of just see a lawsuit like that with, and I'm sure people are sick of hearing about it, but Johnny Depp and, Amber Heard or
Amber
whatever.
Heard,
I think that would have been, I think that would have been one of those. And then there's tort. Tort is a civil wrong that causes a claimant to suffer loss or harm, resulting in legal liability for a person who commits the tortious Torturous Act, which is $14 million paid out, and then Emotional Distress is $12 million, which is kind of self-explanatory.
We're going to take a time out here on Insights into Insurance. And again, if you're just joining us, we're going to get back to the question that Renee emailed to us. Lawsuits are trending upwards, and we're talking about how that affects insurance. We'll get back to Renee's question after we take a time out. It's Insights into Insurance with Aaron Worm and Tom Sorensen on KATE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
And back here on Insights into Insurance, Aaron Worm and Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Getting back to our email question, our topic is about lawsuits trending upwards. And if you missed the first part of the show, Renee sent an email in. I'm seeing a lot of commercials on the TV about contacting a phone number if you have experienced any health issues by using a certain product or spent time in a certain area. They say you can possibly have a significant compensation coming to you. How does this affect the insurance premiums I pay due to these cases? That's the question from Renee. And Tom, yep. Let's now we've given some background information, let's start answering that email from Renee.
Absolutely. And I just want to let you know those examples of those losses that we were talking about. Those are just approved court awards, not actual insurance claims paid out. In actual insurance claims paid out would be in the billions, if not trillions. Okay. So Renee's question, claims from all over affect how much you pay for insurance. Okay. Northstar Insurance is a carrier that we write a lot of business with. Okay. They are, they're located in Minnesota, but they insure properties in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Okay. So that's kind of a, what we would call a regional company. How does hurricane losses affect them? Okay. They don't have any place that they have hurricanes, but however, Northstar and all the insurance companies buy what we call reinsurance. So they buy insurance on their insurance. Okay. When it gets to a certain level or a certain amount of losses, they are buying insurance for their insurance. Okay. Which, so then if hurricanes and things like that are adding up, what happens? Reinsurance companies have to increase their rates because of all these losses. Well, of all these litigation losses and everything like that, which is passed down to the company. Now, it might not be passed down as much to Northstar as it would be if you were in Florida, okay, and dealing with the hurricanes. But it still is passed down. Well, then where do you think that's going to go? It goes to you as a consumer and the insurer, okay? Like I said, it won't affect you in Florida as much as it would in Minnesota, but you got to – I don't know if people are aware, but in Minnesota, we are having a record-breaking year for claims. We have had some really bad claims or weather that has caused a lot of claims, okay? We have had – We're kind of been pretty good. We did have one hailstorm back, I believe it was like May 19th down by Emmons. But other than that, we've been pretty good in this area. But Minnesota has been really affected a lot. And if you ever heard about Florida, to try to get homeowners insurance down there is absolutely crazy. It's almost impossible. So it's hard. But so, yeah, that's kind of how it affects you. So it does raise your premiums, Renee, absolutely. Hopefully the trend changes back, but so far we haven't been seeing that much.
Tom, that's an interesting point, because I was going to ask you before we wrap things up, we mentioned hurricanes right away on the first half of this show. Yep. And I'm like, why are we talking hurricanes? We never get hurricanes here in Minnesota, right. But you bring up a good point that when weather affects any portion of the country and affects here in Minnesota, It affects everybody. Yeah. It affects everybody.
Well, yeah, because insurance is basically a pool of money from different people, you know. And normally we're all in this together, believe it or not. And so even a big claim in the world outside the United States can affect, again, because they have insurance companies over in other places and they buy reinsurance like Lloyd's of London, things like that. So, yep.
Good topic today. Again, insights into insurance. Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance. I'm Aaron Warham. Again, lawsuits trending upwards. Today's topic here on Insights into Insurance. Tom, before I let you go, how does everybody get a hold of the A-Team at Americana Insurance if they have any insurance questions?
507-377-2000, or they can email me at insights@americainsurance.com, or go to our website, americainsurance.com, Aaron.
Tom, have a great weekend. We'll do it again next week.
Take care, buddy.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.